భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. Welcome back. We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 14, text number 3 and 4. You are familiar with these verses. Because as students of Bhagavad Gita, we must admit something as a fact that we are existing. We are in the realm of reality. So we cannot afford to become unreal. Right? Krishna is telling this specific knowledge about the temporality exposed in front of us as being real. So, says this is most important knowledge. So in the beginning, the first was saying, Param Bhuya Pravakshyami Jnananam Jnanamuttamam Yad Gyatva Munaya Sarves Param Siddhi Mato Gataha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, again I shall declare to you this supreme wisdom, the best of all knowledge, knowing which all the sages have attained the supreme perfection. In Kali Yuga, beside Krishna consciousness, there will not be sages found even. Kali Yuga is so much a disqualification that however you try to on your own to become a purified person, it will be impossible. This is the most unfortunate age, but somehow or another we are given a place in a human body which is almost identical with Krishna's body. Krishna is dvibhuj, not chaturbhuj. If man is made in the image of God, then we must understand that why we are so much privileged even in the most unfortunate age of Kali. Who makes us more fortunate? And what are we supposed to understand? Krishna is telling that I'm going to tell you the most important knowledge by which in bygone ages, Krishna is telling in Dwapar Yuga. So in bygone ages means Satya, Treta, and now he is in Dwapar end. So he is telling that lots of sages have achieved perfection by knowing this. Means you should understand that what the sages were doing during that time, which we don't find much in this Kali Yuga. The sages were meditating or doing fire sacrifice or giving profuse amount in charity, which were the three means to become purified. In Kali Yuga, these are disqualifications. But nonetheless, some rudimentary system is still existing. So we think we are charitable with plastic money. which doesn't have much of value. It is simply a token of sacrifice, but not much. Krishna is telling that idam jnanam pasritya mama sadharmya magata sarge api no pajayante pralayante na gathanti cha. By becoming fixed in this knowledge, one can attain to the transcendental nature like my own. Thus established, one is not born at the time of creation nor disturbed at the time of dissolution. Sukadeva Goswami, also after narrating Srimad Bhagavatam, where the exquisite transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead told at last, Parikshit, by understanding the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, now you are liberated. So you will not feel when Takshak comes and bites your feet. Neither you will feel the pangs of death, because you will be always in rapt absorption of the thoughts of Lord Shri Krishna. So you will not feel anything. So this is exactly that by understanding that transcendental nature, which is different from the material nature in front of us, neither will be disturbed if we are reborn. We might have to come cry, because that's the only way rebirth is happening. But did you ever see, if a calf is born, if a baby of another, like deer or in the wild beast, wilder beast, they are showing, we never hear crying. How come human being is made to cry? If he doesn't cry, he will die. Have you seen some natural geographic shows or the science channel or Discovery Channel? You will see they don't cry. Not only that, they are supposed to stand on its own feet within less than an hour. This is the natural way of survival of the fittest. But if for a human being, if he doesn't cry, the doctor has to slap right on his butt and make cry. Otherwise his lungs will not open. Right? So for us, birth is painful. What to speak of death? So we, as the living entities dwelling in this material body, what we are supposed to know, that Krishna is teaching, by which we will be able to cross over the ocean of nisciens, the repeated birth and death. Krishna is telling, Mama yonir mahat brahma tasmin garbha tadamyaham sambhava sarvabhutanam tato bhavati bharata. The total material substance called Brahman is the source of birth, and that it is Brahman that I impregnate, making possible the births of all living beings, O son of Bharata. When the sum total of the material manifestation was created in the beginning through the glance of Mahavishnu interacting with the primordial material energy, it gave, with the interaction, so many elements. There are 24 elements. They were simultaneously created. And Krishna is telling that sum total of all material elements is called Brahman. And I impregnate the living entities the seed as my separated part and parcels. The living entities, the jiva, the atman, they are impregnated in the midst of 24 elements. So, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, this is an explanation of the world. Everything that plagues and taking place is due to the combination of kshetra and kshetragya. Kshetra and kshetragya. Kshetra means field of activity. Kshetragya means the knower of the field of activity. The body and the spirit soul. So what is kshetra? The body. Well, who is kshetragya? The soul. But is he gya or agya? It's agya. He forgets something. Right from the very beginning, he forgets. This combination of material nature and the living entity is made possible by the Supreme Lord Himself. The Mahat Tattva, the total cause of the total cosmic manifestation, is that total substance of the material cause in which there are three modes of material nature, and sometimes called Brahman. The Supreme Personality impregnates that total substance, and thus innumerable universes become possible. This total material substance, the Mahat Tattva, is described as Brahman in the Vedic literature, Mundaka Upanishad, first canto, first chapter, ninth verse. Tasmad etat brahma nama rupam annam cha jayate. The Supreme Person impregnates that Brahman with the seeds of the living entities. The 24 elements, beginning from earth, water, fire, air, are all material energy, and they constitute what is called Mahat Brahma, or the great Brahman, the material nature. So, when the living entities are entering from the spiritual sky through the glance of Mahavishnu, when Krishna pre-creates from sleeping ingredients of the material energy, they were not manifested. So it is called Pradhan Prakriti. In Bhagavatam it is called Pradhan Prakriti. Pradhan means primordial, primary. It is not manifested yet. Krishna is glancing, right? Mahavishnu is glancing. This spiritual glance is introducing the jiva, not now, but first. That glance is creating like an effect like a catalyst, that it does not come into reaction itself, but it induces the ingredients of that unmanifested material world, you know, active. And there is first three modes of material nature. The subtlest situation is occurring. They are sattva-gun, rajo-gun and tamo-gun. And with the help of the glance, they combine, like permutation and combination, in varieties of substances. So first 24 elements occur. This manifested material world consisting of 24 elements is called Mahat Tattva. Right? And it is also termed sometimes as Mahat Brahma. The jiva is entering now. Tasmin gharbhadda dhamyaham. I'm impregnating the seeds, the living entities, into these 24 elements. Krishna says such an entry of the jiva is supposed to be the part and parcel, but separated from Krishna, of his internal potency. the jiva, atma, is the nature of internal potency of Lord Krishna. But because iccha dvesha samutthena dvanda mohena bharata, out of a separate enjoyment, the desire which is coming out of hate. Separate enjoyment means a desire which is coming out of hate. In the realm of Krishna, such desire cannot exist. It always makes us separate and come down. That is also called that we were not careful in using rightfully that desire in service of Krishna. So it makes us separate and come down through the Mahavishnu's glance to enter into another realm of 24 elements. So, Kshetra is created. Kshetragya is introducing as the seed, from the seed-giving father, who is Krishna. So every living entity is practically part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Jivatma. And they are now residing in a complicated, permuted, combined elemental figure called the body. So body is becoming his field of activity. And yet, he is the indwelling soul. He should be the knower of the body. But that knowledge is really hidden, covered by the influence of the modes, especially the mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness, to create different types of egos. And soul becomes forgetful. Why he is called Kshetragya? The knower of the field of activity. You were knowing before, now you have forgotten because of some reason. So do you have an excuse to pass the examination, the test? You were knowing before. So the system of education has to be introduced to let us know who are we again and put ourselves on the platform of reality. Reality means our original remembrance should come back even in this body which is made up of three modes of material nature and 24 elements combining to make a different form. This human form is made up of these 24 elements, where five gross elements are so much prominent. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego are three subtle. Right? And we think we are the body because we forgot that nature. Who is making us forgetful? The false ego, which is covering our true ego, our true self that Krishna introduced. Krishna does not introduce us in a different way. He is accepting as we are, but as his part and parcel. Not that He's going to accept us with the effect of the three modes. Krishna says, I do not dwell. I have created for you. I have created for you. Not that I am supposed to stay within that. That is not my realm. You have been kicked out from my realm. Right? So now we have to understand this material nature. Material nature, the kshetra, that where we are acting so very actively engaged. And we forget, these activities make us more and more forget. Because activities resulting into the fruits, it is binding us and we become more and more forgetful. It means this is a slide down. If it is gathering the momentum, you can't stop. You cannot stop. It's a downward hill. It's called falling condition. When we forgot ourselves, it is called gliding down, because it's going to entangle more and more. More complications arrive in human form of life. That is willful indulgence within our field of activity entangles more and more. But nonetheless, we are fortunate enough to receive the body which is exactly like an image of Lord Krishna, but opposite. Krishna's original form is accepted as two-handed form, not four-handed form or thousand-handed form. Even though he is showing that form to several people several times, can you call after 1 hour, please? That's good. So to get entangled means to totally neglect the reality aspect and never have even an idea, an iota of thought that really we are gliding down. So, therefore Krishna is so kindly giving us the education of the necessary knowledge that everybody should acquire, that Prabhu, you are not this body. You are spirit, soul, part and parcel. But how could you understand if you memorize verbatim? Can you realize? Our physical existence rebels against our internal existence. There's a war between two. We struggle hard to keep our thoughts in Krishna consciousness. Even while chanting, we cannot concentrate. Our mind drags. But Krishna is so kind to convince us analytically that, see, here is the situation. You should understand that you entered after I created the necessary ingredients of material nature that will give you a body. The body will be composed of 24 elements tied up together with the modes. So you will have a form. But there are 8.4 million species of life, and everyone has a different form. Why human form is so much important? Is it meant for sense gratification? If we are in the material nature totally obsessed by thinking that I am made up of matter and my job is to lord it over whatever matter I can acquire around me, that is the field of activity. Forgetting my real self. And the material nature belongs to the material nature, which is working under the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as an inferior energy. So Krishna is telling, Arjuna, look, understand. Bhamirapanalovayu kammano buddhirevacha ahankaram itiyame bhinna prakriti astada. There is my inferior nature. It is made up of eightfold energies. That's earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego. But aparemitastvanyam prakriti viddhi me param. Besides this inferior energy, there is my superior energy also. And that is called jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. It is called jiva bhutam. Jiva means the soul, you, me. That is our real identity, is entering into that body composed of the eight different kinds of energies, gross and subtle. But such an entry is sustaining this creation. This creation that I have done, that the entry of the jiva into the material nature maintains it. It comes, stays for some time, and dwindles and disappears. The dharyate jagat means one that sustains this coming and going nature. Dharyate. So from that dharyate, the word dharma came. For human being, this point is to be most importantly to be understood in order to get a clear-cut idea that we are not this body. Rather, our entry into the matter maintains for a certain time. So we cannot become part of that. If we maintain, our presence is maintaining the material world, this body. It's also in the same reflection of the cosmic manifestation. Cosmic manifestation is in the form of greater expanded forms of units called universes, and my universe, the body, the field of activity, is also identically in the same form, same constitution. Even if you examine a single cell, an electron microscope, your intelligence will completely bewildered. That what an arrangement as a microcosm Krishna has arranged. But what is the use? A microcosm is identical with macrocosm. Identical. And if we are in the micro level or macro level, we have to come to our reality that we are not part of this manifestation. We may be maintaining as field of activity, but then the codes of conduct is given that, Prabhu, you have been given the training as an engineer. So your function is to use this engineering in understanding yourself first, rather than as a means of your own survival. If you don't understand yourself, then what is the thing? How did you survive? That importance is completely nullified. We have been given chance within a short span of life to realize ourselves. So therefore, this realization, Krishna says, is the most important knowledge. Jnanam uttamam. So we have to think, we are not these bodies. For a dog, simply by barking, we understand that this is dog. And the dog says, I am dog because I bark. But what about human being? Can we live like dogs? But yet we have desires. We think dog's life is better. This is real fact. When we arrived in New York in 1971, after coming from the work, we all sat down in front of the TV, and there were lots of advertisement about the dog food. Dog food. In America, dogs are pampered like anything. And we were working like donkeys, and here the dog is being pampered as the owner of the house, and the owner of the house will serve the dog happily. Will put all the affection, all the importance in her life as the dog is his best friend. Because he doesn't see whom to serve, whom to put up the interaction. Seven, except the dog. It means their human form of life is completely disturbed. They don't find, so they find some good pets. And these pets are dogs and cats. And therefore, their importance became more important than the fellow human beings. Do you think they will have ever an iota about this material body is not our real self, but it has been created, sustained, and dissolved under the guidance of Lord Shri Krishna? We are there. As long as we are there in the material body, the body will be sustained. But jagat, ja means janma, gat means gone. Yayedam dharyate jagat. So importance is on the soul, not on the body. When we say, Prabhu, you are not this body, then who am I? We immediately rebel. I am the body. Please think you are not the body. When the soul is gone, the body will be still there, but it will be worthless. What is the worth of this body? When it is burned, get ashes, and if you sell in the market, you will get hardly $2.50. That's the value of the body. 24 elements. They will be still there. But you won't be there. So who is precious? You or the body? So this is the most fundamental aspect. One has to understand that because we are all embodied, we came into the material world of this creation, sustenance and dissolution. So that atmosphere around us, we may become so much attached, house, the society, the nature around us, we feel, this society is good, so everybody moved from other places. That is in pursuit of happiness. We moved from India, we came to Australia. We went through the grilling exercises, but how long can we keep on moving and finding better places of existence? If you want to find, then Krishna is revealing in Vrindavan that hot atmosphere, and especially Kartik. So therefore, all the devotees would rush to spend that month in Kartik. That is the Sharad Ritu. Actually, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam starts, or Rasa Panchadhyaya, starts with the description of the autumn season. After the rainy season, autumn comes. So this is the period of Kartik. Kartik is spiritually enlivening. When Krishna is so much intimate with his eternally associates, the gopas, the gopis, and exhibits wonderful pastimes that they were not performed in other seasons. So, it is a natural inclination to come into that atmosphere which soothes our the agony in the heart that we were so tired struggling outside, that even chanting was difficult, even if we have to associate, we will find only either the weekend or you are so lucky that Viraj Prabhu has taken risk to come and stay in this area just to keep on actively engaged in the atmosphere of Krishna consciousness. That transcendental atmosphere is surcharged with Lord Krishna's internal potency. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Sankirtan movement is very essential, because alone to dwell in such field of activity, kshetra of spiritual nature, alone we will not be able to enjoy. Krishna is distinguished from Lord Vishnu in one of the four additional characters, that he is always surrounded by the devotees, while Lord Vishnu is not. Lord Vishnu has Lakshmi, and nobody can enter. If you have to be servant, stay outside the gate. Because hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis in opulence, they are serving their master, Lord Vishnu. They are the servant. That preference of service Vishnu desires. So what to speak? Where is a friend of Lord Vishnu? Where is father and mother of Vishnu? Have you ever heard that Lord Vishnu has father and mother? No. So such intimate pastimes is afforded only by Lord Krishna, because he is always surrounded by his devotees who are in relation with specific mellows. Especially the four mellows are simultaneously found, and Krishna is interacting with each and every one as reciprocating. So that atmosphere, you are all grahasthas, you know it is very difficult to keep that atmosphere in the house. Have you ever tried? So what should be the only, unless and until all the members of the household becomes Krishna conscious and understand that they are not this body, they are spirit, soul, and that eternal function is to glorify the Supreme Lord in order to create that atmosphere. For example, when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we create an internal atmosphere within our own mind. It should become like Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, this particular Kartik season, that is an intense meditation that is afforded by chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now, as we have so many different material activities, we keep on entangling ourselves knowingly, as if we are in control, we can take some calculated risk. Maharaj, you told, yes, take some calculated risk and contain, but chant Hare Krishna regardless. But it is so hard. How to manage material life and spiritual life together. It is so hard. We struggle. So where, the house, when we have the Manavrindavan, then the tunnel should be also Vrindavan. The body should become like Vrindavan. It's completely pure. Okay, we'll give you a chance by becoming Brahman. Make your body like Vrindavan. It is completely pure. Alright? And Lal Swami got the second initiation. Nekatma. Oh, make your body like Vrindavan. Huh? Make it transcendental. Let's see. That's a challenge. But it's an opportunity to understand at least. Then, oh, make your house Vrindavan. Means engage all other bodies in the service of Krishna. Right? Then Viraj Prabhu said, okay, let's try to make the little society Vrindavan. So, alright. Let's register this society as Vrindavan. What do you think? Vrindavan. It is necessary to create, to spread out the transcendental nature of Lord Krishna, His dham, His name, everything is identical with Him. So, and again in Vrindavan, we have to celebrate. He is trying to celebrate the water, ride to Lord Krishna, the boat festival. And on the 3rd November, right? Okay, I bless you, you are successful. But that is also to create the boat festival, and boat festival generally happens in April. The water sports, especially when it is becoming too hot in Vrindavan. So that time the boat festival is occurring. So according to the seasonal changes, even the flower bearing season, Vasanta Kusumakar, Rutunamapi Kusumakar. Kusumakar means the profuse amount of flowering season that is coming. You know, Krishna says, that is me, that's my glory. But Kartik, you better believe, lots of flowers, lots of worship, lots of thriving potency. Alone you cannot do, but we have to do in congregation. Alone we don't have much energy, or our mind will be totally diverted. And single-minded concentration on the transcendental realm of atmosphere that is to be created. This is the best season coming, and that is Kartik. So, somebody will ask, then why did Krishna say, out of all the months, I am the best month of Magha Shirsha? Magha Shirsha means Magh. Maghs are the next. Well, at that time probably the season was overlapping. And that's where the reason maybe. Somebody said, well, when Krishna was to appear, Dwapar appeared first, then Tritake. Lot of speculative aspect. But sometimes Krishna can violate if he wants to do. But we cannot dwell on that. What is the best understanding? That Sukadeva Goswami is taking so much trouble to explain the glories of this Kartik, the autumn. Because the autumn brings so much intimacy Little chilling weather. Very, very pleasant atmosphere. The daytime will be not too hot, not too cold. And in the cold season of Sharad Ritu, the end, Sharad Purnima, where the Maharas has been taking place. We like to keep sweet rice in the full moon night and right on the roof of the building. You know, keep it overnight. It will be so much cool with the moon rays. Next day, you take as prasadam. The Maharas. Because Krishna would be tired, so let's keep sweet rice, because they play the rasa dance all night. So they should have something. So sweet rice has been specifically kept. And they put little camphor in it. And the taste becomes so heavenly, oh, you would not have taste. So next day, after Mangal Aarti, you'll see many, many pots have been kept in front of the altar, and they have been now going to be distributed right in the morning after Mangal Aarti. Have you ever eaten sweet rice mixed with little camphor? And Maharas sweet rice. So there are so many other daily pastimes are being celebrated. And one of the most enchanting pastime is Damodar Leela. Damodar Leela. When Krishna was tied up with the rope, with the grinding mortar, right on the belly. Why? Mother did not bind his hands and feet. Why only she bound upon the belly? Can anybody think? What is in the belly?
A bird of the universe? A bird of the universe?
Yes. Everything resides in the belly of Lord Krishna. Krishna is the supreme moiety. There is nothing existing outside of Krishna. Everything is within Krishna. This material universe was also created within Krishna. It is sustained within Krishna, and it is again dissolved in Krishna. So Krishna remains complete and whole eternally. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnada Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. When you see a round belly, understand this is Purnam. But who do not understand, that belly is going to become source of trouble. Apurnam. Apurnam. Our bellies are Apurnam. Why? Our stomach is hanging upside down and will always remain churning up. Where is food? Where is food? Where is food? And you will have to work hard simply to fill up, just to get emptied out next day. This is the eternal business as long as we live, right from the day one to the day last. Is this the field of activity? No. Simply for the sake of papi pet? No, that is not our real business. If we take Krishna prasad that is simply waiting there, we take the prasad not to satisfy the belly, but to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Because he has eaten, he has tasted, let me honor it. Let me worship by honoring it. Huh? Then it will work like Anna, Mruta, Amrutam. Say Annamrutam Bhav. Otherwise, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani. If we do not take the Anna as Amrutam, this Anna is going to make another body. Anna is bringing us into bodily conception of life all the time. That is, even during Ekadashi, we refrain from Anna because the Papurush is situated in it. So we refrain from grains and beans. So our consciousness should be geared on the reality of the soul. Therefore, our body should be trained up in order to keep the soul's position knowledgeable. Soul's position knowledgeable. What is the soul's eternal position? Servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarupahoir Krishner Nityadas Krishner Tatastha Shakti Veda Veda Prakash. We are Krishna's energy separated from him. But we got entangled by our envious desire into the tabernacle of complicated life. Let's make simple life. There is no need of complicacy in our life. We are very tiny, insignificant entities in whole of Sydney, but yet we are knowledgeable. And this knowledge is what Krishna is giving. Krishna is not interested to give other knowledge that is going to entangle us more into karmic activity and degrade. He is the well-wishing father. So he comes himself in Kartik, so much intensified energy, so witness in association with the devotee. Kartik is still celebrated as the one of the most important month to visit Vrindavan. So, anybody has any question? I have just given you the background, but you will have to read the 10th canto and the whole description of Sharad Ritu, that is Kartik. In the coming month, you will be chanting Damodarashtakam. You have done before? I will not be here. Can I chant?